Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. I hope you're having a fabulous day out there, or night, or wherever you are. So I'll start right away with my tuning in chant. Oh, no. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. And it's within all of us, and it's around all of us everywhere we look. I decided right now my new phrase, although I continue to wallow in gratitude, my new phrase is, I'm seeing the love everywhere. I decided that that's something that keeps me sane, keeps me happy. And there's just so much craziness right now and so much anger and so much stuff bubbling up and, racism and hate and anyway, blah, 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 blah. And so I don't know. I'm sorry if I sound slightly down. I just found out that my father-in-law from my other marriage, his wife had died several years ago, and he had gotten remarried, and it was just super lovely to see him have a lovely companion. So I just found out that she's basically leaving this human existence, and so it's just made me feel a little sad. I mean, she's an awesome woman, but it makes me feel sad for him kind of a little bit more, you know. So anyway, just kind of pondering that. There's just lots and lots of stuff going on. Sending lots of love to my son. He's going through a hard time right now, feeling really beat up in a breakup. And he's a super sweet, double cancer sensitive guy. So anyway, sending love to everybody. Everyone, we all need it. So okay, deep breath. So I have definitely still been on fire with everything that's going on in the world. And it's kind of surprising me, I realized, because I've been avoiding the news for years. And what I'm finding now is, you know what, it's not getting to me like it used to, which I think is really awesome. It's a really good sign. I'm not taking it in my whole being. And what I'm doing is I'll see something. If I need to read it, I read it. If I don't, I just delete. I am being very active in my own way towards electing Hillary Clinton. I am choosing to see love everywhere. I see happy. I see funny. I see silly. I'm sharing that. Anyway, I feel absolutely and completely confident that the Donald is not going to win. But I also get that it's going to be a struggle, and it's going to be a little bit of a challenge, and there's going to be some challenges out there. But I did see one person who was an avowed Bernie person who swore up and down they would never vote for Hillary, just announce publicly that she was going to vote for Hillary, and basically letting the world know, and probably will also convince others. So anyway, I don't know. There's interesting times right now, lots and lots of stuff bubbling up. I realize I'm feeling really emotional right this second, and it's okay. I mean, I think partly what's going on too is I reach out, and then it seems like it's going well, and then something happens where then I feel like I don't know, did I miss something? Did I come on too strong? Blah, 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 blah. You know, kind of the same old, same old. So, anyway, I'm feeling a little emotional too because I talked to my fabulous son the other night who is just like really. I mean, I know I'm completely and absolutely prejudiced, but he is just really one of the most wonderful people I know. And I hated to see him feel so beat up. And so he actually used the word abused. And he said this is the shittiest he's ever felt in a breakup. And so my husband and I are going to go see him today, which I think would be really good. Feeling sad too about this lovely woman who's passing. And I can see her face. She's just so joyful. My husband and I were at their wedding, which felt super special, you know, to be part of that family, even though technically I'm not anymore, but it was really great to be there. And anyway, just lots going on, you know. Okay. I think I need to do a chant or something. The angels are saying, yeah, let's do a chant. Okay, guys, what chant? They're saying, do the chant for miracles again. I mean, I do it pretty much every single time. It just helps lift. It helps lift up. So, okay, I'll do that and then we'll see what else is supposed to come. Dun dun ram das guru jina siddhi atinasavariya puri hoi karamat opposite of jina hare dharia sikhi ate sangati parabrahma karanamasakariya atala ataho tolatu tera antanapara variya jini tu sevia bokara se tu dipara utaria Labalo bakamakro the maho marakade tu disaparavaria. Dana sotera tanahe, such a tera pesa karia. Nanakatu lahenatu he guru amara tu vicharia. Guru de tatamana sadaria. Guru de tatamana sadaria. Oh, yeah. Okay. Ah, deep, 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 deep breaths. So, okay, what else am I supposed to say? I'm not sure exactly. I'm sitting here looking at the dog. She's across the room and she's laying on in my green chair. My green chair I've been hauling around for years that I love. And her head's hanging off the side of the chair and it's so darn cute. And she opened her eye for a second, like, you're talking about me. Now she's wiggling her ear. Anyway, there's a lot of intense stuff out there. I know the other thing that was kind of coming up for me that just feels like I don't know what to do about it. I am a white person. I totally get that. But I've been immersed in diversity work, cultural competency work. I mean, kind of my whole life. I was born in Berkeley, grew up part of the time there. You know, we had, it was such a fabulous neighborhood of mixed, so many different races, and it was great. I loved that. My mom moved us to back to Eugene, Oregon, where she grew up, which is super white. And I remember at some point being concerned about my kids that they weren't having enough interaction with all kinds of more different people, diverse groups, you know. So anyway, but I don't have to worry about that. They're really awesome. I mean, but I realized that I reached out to an African American woman friend, and you know, we've done some cultural competency work together, and I just never feel like I can get through, or that I just feel like this bonehead white person who's never going to get it, you know. I don't know why that makes me feel sad. I just there's just a lot of stuff coming up right now that makes me feel sad. And so anyway, that's what this show is about. I get it. I get that I'm here. I'm super transparent person. You pretty much know what's going on with me. I'm not shy about it. And so, you know, I've had these moments of sharing, I'll open up, and then kind of the door feels like it's closed. And I realize too, as I'm thinking about it here, that that's what happened with my son's girlfriend, that she has two daughters, super sweet girls, or I have to say, if I'm completely honest, the older one is super, super sweet. In fact, I worry about her because the younger one is such a hellion that she basically dominates and sucks all the energy out of the room. But, you know, I played with both of them, got to know them a little bit, you know, did kind of grandma-ish type things, not that I was the grandma. Tried to reach out to my son, sweetie, and basically big wall. Now they're broken up, and I think it's just as well. He just sounds just really beaten down by it. So I'm really glad that my husband and I are going to go see him today. My husband just took off on his bike to ride down to Eugene. So it's about 40 or so miles down. And that gives him sheer joy. That's his joy. Anyway, I mean, things, you know, I'm sad right this second, but I love my life. I'm this the happiest I've ever been, seriously. And I'm just feeling, you know, these things right now, and it's all good, you know, it's all okay. Anyway, it's all good. And I will still, my new catchphrase is, I am seeing the love everywhere. That's what I'm doing. And I'm sending the love to everyone. That's what I'm doing. And otherwise, I don't see how much, what more I can do, because really, you can try to talk to people and convince them, you know, to vote another way. That's not going to work. You can, you know, you can shame people. That's not going to work. You can guilt them. That's not going to work. It's really just not going to work. I totally and firmly believe that just sending the love, exuding the love, focusing on the love, I mean, to me, that's just the only way to go. And of course, the bottom line really is you got to love yourself first, because otherwise, if you don't even see how lovable you are, how can you see love anywhere else? It ends up being, you know, suspicion or wondering, you know, disbelieving of love coming at you, when really it probably is love. Aha, that's what's going on. Okay, I get it. Thank you, angels. Thank you, me. That's what's going on. I realize that as I'm in a place of pure love for myself, and I'm sending the love out, when I'm sending the love out and it bounces back at me from someone, it's because they can't feel it. They can't get it. They don't get that I am really sending them love and that I really actually do love them, because they don't love themselves, or at least not fully, completely, unconditionally. Anyway, well, with all that said, I now have about a minute and a half. Oh, okay. I'm going to do one last chant for neutral mind, non-attachment, and just let it all go. Taking a deep breath and letting it go. Oh, allowing myself to feel the sadness. I mean, I've said all along, this show is probably just for me, really. So nobody else listens. Oh, well. Asankanav, Asankatav, Agamagam Asankalo, Asanka Kehe Sudabada Hoi, Akari Nam, Akari Sala, Akari Gyan Gita Gunaga, Akari Lakanabola Naban, Akara Citizen Joga Vikan, Jine Laketis Sidanai, Jifuramai, Tiptipai, Jeta Kita Teta Now, Viraname Nahi Kotau, Gururata Kavan Kahavi Char, Varina Java Ekvar, Jo to the Bhave Saivalikar, to Sadasala Mata Nirinkar. Well, I hope you have a blessed and amazing, wonderful day, and I send you love. I see love everywhere. I send love to all. Many, many, many blessings.